I do research for companies in Africa, political risk analysis, and look at the business and investment climate. So I just got back from Mozambique.
How long were you there?
I was there for 1 week. It was in March. It's a really, really beautiful place. We were only in Maputo, which is the capital, and it's developing very quickly. The infrastructure in Maputo is quite good. People are generally very friendly and smiley. It's quite calm, not very violent at all. I think there are a few things. I think it's very, very expensive. Kind of the same price as London in restaurants and bars and things like that. As a woman, it's quite important to dress conservatively and quite formally in all meetings. Because
Does that mean? Like, what would you wear, for example, for a meeting?
I would wear a suit jacket and a light shirt because it's very hot, and a skirt. It's quite important because there aren't that many women present in the workforce, and so you have to make it quite clear that you want to be taken seriously. It's much better if you speak Portuguese, and you really have to show an interest in the country and in talking to people, and not come across in any way as though you're looking down on anyone. And everyone we met in Mozambique was very proud and very patriotic. And then we were specifically told that they don't like Western people who don't integrate and don't go to certain clubs. The other thing I would recommend is not to take taxis on your own late at night. There are still police checkpoints and military checkpoints after a certain time. And you have to have your passport and your visa on you at all times. And they will check this after kind of 10 o'clock at night. They will check it repeatedly. So we stayed in Katembe, which is the other side. So Maputo is on the bay, the bay of the sea. We stayed in a hotel on the other side of the bay, which is very nice, but very difficult to get to because there's no bridge between Maputo and Katembe, this area. And so we had to take the ferry. But they are planning on building a bridge. It's very easy to get a hold of taxis. But I'd recommend you, if you find one taxi driver that you trust, and just use them repeatedly, because some of the taxi drivers aren't as good as others. And also you're more likely to get a decent rate.
Final question on food. You said it was quite expensive, food. Is there a special dish that you'd recommend?
The seafood is really, really good. There's lots of kind of prawns and lobster and crab, and it's amazing seafood. It's actually the best seafood I've ever had.
Thank you for your time.